This shouldn't be a thing.
If you find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. The headline from John Hayworth has the byline from ABC News. Yeah. The headline reads, and this is the median rare edition that we're so proud of ourselves about. Headline reads, 20 tons of ribeye steaks go up in flames on side of highway in tractor trailer fire. Fire department said the steaks were a total loss following the incident. It's sad.
The steaks were high.
They were. Tractor trailer carrying more than 40,000 pounds of ribeye steaks went up in flames on the side of the highway early Monday morning. The Doolittle Rural Fire Protection District in Doolittle, Missouri, responded to reports of the tractor-trailer fire early Monday morning. When they arrived, the whole vehicle already engulfed in flames, carrying over 20 tons of ribeye steaks, which they now call a total loss.
I just want to know if anyone was driving to the site with just baked potatoes and sauteed corn. Mushrooms and corn and maybe just side salads to hand out. Like, because, you know, that's I loved going to the prime quarter when I was a kid. All right. that's sad.
The fire official said in a statement on social media, nothing says welcome to the fire service like sending our probationary employee to put out 40,000 pounds of flaming steaks. Probationary firefighter Jenna Ulrich, the only vegan on our department. So naturally, her first fire involved a tractor trailer carrying 40,000 pounds of ribeye. Officials say this is their eighth vehicle fire in the last 3 weeks. They want to look at that.
Last time, it was short ribs. The time before that, it was a bunch of briskets.
Yeah, I'd check the neighborhood backyards and see what's going on there. Their eighth vehicle fire in the last 3 weeks, they did not immediately say what they believe was the cause of this latest one. The investigation is ongoing.
Jenna was her name?
Jenna.
Oh, my God. It's
the
so
only vegan.
Funny. That is just so, so funny.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.